Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, you are in the right place. So are you, listeners.
Got scammed into coming to the studio for something else.
Yeah.
It's an intervention.
I just show up here.
With good reason.
The telephone number here at Free Talk Live is 603-283-6160. We've still got several calls on hold. We'll be getting to you shortly. No, I'm not calling you shortly. I'm just saying in a little while. As in shortly, not as in how tall you are. So, at any rate, in the studio, it's myself.
Like a shorty.
Yeah, I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass. I'm your host. Joining me,
I'm Nikki Sunshine.
And Richie Rich.
And, I mean, let's just go ahead and go to your calls, shall we? Let's go to, I believe, Pepsi, who's calling in about the ninja. Pepsi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. With this whole COVID thing, everybody's like, you know, one step away from being a ninja anyway. You know, if you had like, you know, one black bandana, you know, you're already covered up. So I'm surprised that there's not more incidents happening like this. You know what I mean?
I know. I remember why just less than a year ago when you may have been arrested if you went into a place like, oh, I don't know, a bank, for example, wearing a mask.
So I've got a friend on social media who posted this thing, and it says, like, you know, anti-facial recognition makeup.
Oh, I saw that.
I was like, dude, just wear your mask. If you're that concerned, right, you need not spend all that money on face paint. Just wear your mask.
Pepsi, tell us the truth. Are you a ninja?
Well, I was born a ninja. I'm half Japanese anyway, so, but that's not the point. You know,
I didn't know that.
Right now, just like you said, before you'd be arrested for going to the bank wearing a mask, now you'd be arrested for not wearing one, you know?
Yeah, that's about the
truth. That's insanity here.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, I just wanted to chime in on that. All right, you guys are doing a great job. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pepe. Appreciate the call.
That's another thing that needs to be pointed out, right? The lockdowns end when the regular people stop complying with the silly mandates.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
I can count on one hand.
Noncompliance, like, disobedience, that's the only way out.
Right. So I can count on like one hand the amount of times from the beginning where I've been required to wear, you know, facial coverings. Otherwise, I just go about my business relatively unmolested.
I kind of wanted to get like a stormtrooper helmet or like some sort of like superhero face mask just to like put out the idea, like, this is ridiculous. Like, technically, I am complying with your stupid mask mandate, but, like, let's do it in the most ridiculous fashion possible.
I liked when the mask thing first came around, there was somebody walking around with, like, the death mask.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. I think I might be, I don't know how many people exist on planet Earth who have yet to have worn a mask, despite being constantly bombarded with either mandates or, you know, policies or, you know, other coercive methods to get you to wear one. I still have yet to put one on. I came close.
Good for you.
I came close a couple of times.
Nice.
I went into the local, we'll call it a bar, even though New Hampshire claims they don't have bars because everybody's to serve food.
I wonder if that's why New Hampshire doesn't have strip clubs.
That may be. There's not even one in Manchester?
I think there's one in the state.
Okay.
But aside from that,
I'm surprised I'm not familiar with it.
Well, yeah. Because it's not in this area.
So I went to this bar with somebody else, and the two of us walk in. Neither of us are wearing a mask. And I don't know if he's the bartender, if he's the door guy or whatever. And it was kind of a busy night, maybe a Friday, Saturday night. And he walks up, and he's like, hey, you guys got your masks? And the guy I was with says, well, yeah, I got mine right here. And he's like, well, you got to put it on when you come in. And then he looks at me because I didn't say anything. He goes, do you have your mask? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll get you one. And I'm like, okay. So the guy I was with was looking around. He found a table for us to sit down at while this guy was going. And this guy comes up and he hands me a mask. And I just look at him. I go, okay, thanks. And then he walks by me. So he handed it to me. I had it in my hand. And then I just sat down at the table right away. And then, of course, you know, here comes sometimes the waitress to take our order for the drinks, and I just never put it on. I just let it sit there on the table.
Nice. Because you're already seated. COVID doesn't get you when you're seated at the table.
Right.
Only when you're standing up.
Only when you're standing
up. I tried that at a store in Keene once. They gave us masks, and they had a whole, like, setup. They had, like, the plexiglass at the front, and they were taking temperatures, and they had the hand sanitizer, and they had all the masks ready. So she was trying to give me a mask, and I just took it, and I was just going to – I was just trying to get some boots. So I'm walking into
boots
the store.
Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants.
Walking through the store, just on my mission, trying to get my boots, and she is chasing us around the store, trying to get me to put the mask on, and I'm like, listen, like, I took the mask, can't we just both pretend, like,
no,
you know,
she's a hardcore believer.
And that's the thing, too, it's like, most of the people, it's just like a compliance thing, right? They're like, well, you know, my boss told me I had to do this, so, like, let's just pretend, or whatever. But some people are hardcore, like, you're gonna kill me if you come in here without a mask, and it's
those
just, like, ridiculous.
You know, nothing says great customer service in the retail industry like an employee chasing you around the store
chasing
while you're
me
trying
around,
to shop.
Yelling at me. And I,
a completely healthy person, mind you.
Right? So at that point, I was like, you know what? Not only do I not want to wear a mask, but this lady is making me so uncomfortable, and these people are so crazy. I just left. I'm like, I don't even want to give them my money.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on you. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Jesse calling from Virginia. Jesse, you are on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, Captain?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, so if you remember, I've called in the past two nights, planning to visit New Hampshire this upcoming weekend, and I wanted to visit Keene.
Okay.
Wanted to visit Manchester and like the coast as well.
Yep. All good ideas.
Like, yeah. So I've been trying to get into contact with people with the. I think it's called the WeMe app that some of you guys use.
MeWe.
Yep, I'm on there.
Yeah, MeWe. Yeah. So got in touch with one person from Manchester there, and then just looking to get in touch with other people from those other three areas. Is there a better way to do that?
Facebook.
Than just the MeWe app, Facebook. More people use Facebook.
Yeah, you can also join our Matrix. There's some information on how to join the Matrix. Up at freetalklive.com. I believe it's social.freetalklive.com. Sure. Where some of us are on Telegram as well. There's some things there. Also, there's a calendar, the Free State calendar, and then there's a Keene calendar.
FSP.org is the Free State. I don't know what the actual URL is, but if you go to FSP.org, there's likely going to be a link to the calendar of events on there.
And there will also be, I believe, a link to the one for Keene as well.
And I don't know what your schedule is or when you're coming up, but this week, Tuesday, like 2 days from now, is the new mover party in Manchester.
Well, that'd be a good one for you to attend if you could be there.
If you're going
to
be that early.
In Manchester. In Keene, if you're in Keene over a weekend, there's a standing crypto meetup on Fridays at the Pho Place, P-H-O. It's Pho. Keene, great, is the name of the place. I have to be very careful how I say that. That's on Fridays. And then on Sundays, there's what we call Social Sunday at the same place. So two different meetups that are always attended by somebody, you know, of the Mind of Freedom or in the Liberty community for you to contact, you know, connect with.
And if you're looking for the coast, the best place out there is like the Swell. I forget the URL. Just look for that. Look for that on Facebook, Swell, S-W-E-L-L. It's like the Seacoast welcomes every Liberty lover.
And I think there's, is it freekeen.com.org? Is that the blog site?
.com.
There should be some links there as well. I think there's some links up at freetalklive.com, too, like the forum, and there's stuff in there, like how to find the calendar for the Keene events that are going on.
If you get over whatever, like, Facebook phobia you have, if you have any, there's a lot of different links on Facebook. And if you just find the regular, you know, Free State Project group on Facebook, it has enough activity where if you were to put something out there, you're going to get a handful of responses from people who participate more greatly in those.
Right. And so, like, I've been looking at all the three different areas, and I've kind of come to the conclusion that...
Make it quick.
Yeah, so the most active is in the thing. Is that right?
I believe that is correct. And, hey, thanks for the call. Keep us informed about your journey. And
depends on the activism you're looking for.
Yeah, if we can help, let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. the live call-in radio talk program, where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Tonight I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators.
You mean liars?
Oh. What?
Because they keep getting booted off of YouTube for false information.
Well, YouTube got bought by Google and, you know, et cetera, and so on. So, no, I don't mean liars. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Like, really, like we stopped actually streaming to YouTube because, well.
Because all you stream is false information.
Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive that you watch, you'll help us to seed the video and keep it online forever. So please visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. All right. Let's go to Charles calling from Kansas. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, I'm with you on the masks. In fact, I've thought of buying a Mickey Mouse mask and wearing that around. And I've also thought of, you know what hardware cloth is?
Hardware cloth?
No.
It's like screen, except the squares are about a quarter inch square. You can find them in hardware stores.
Cutting
out about a 4x4 inch square, hanging it on strings or wires from a set of sunglasses and wearing that around.
Is it Fake Mask USA? Yeah, they have the similar, similar idea.
Fake Mask USA actually makes fake masks like you're talking about, Charles, where they're like basically just a screen with some strings on it. They also make gaiters, the nice. Like thing you put around your neck or whatever, kind of looks like a scarf until you pull it over your face, except it is also just a flexible screen. So it's Fake Mask.
Yeah. Sounds great. Anyway, my original point was I guess what you're looking for is Utopia, right? That's what you're looking for.
Well, I've seen Utopia. See. They're a horrible 80s band. They had one hit. A lot of folks actually think that when they hear about freedom-oriented individuals, they think, this is kind of like, the left hippies, right? They're like, oh, you guys are looking for your hippie utopia. And, like, we're not looking for utopia. What we're looking is for people to look at the means and the ends. Do the ends justify the means? No, they don't. We're asking people to look at the facts and the evidence, which people rarely do because people, speak and live through emotional reasons, right? And if you show people facts and evidence that this organization of tyrants and goons and thieves and all sorts of other things is horrible, that they're based on immorality, they are an evil organization, and we show them those facts and evidence, they often just recoil because it's an emotion. They're emotionally attached. They can't get over the emotion. So people often have to come to freedom sort of their own accord. You can't, say, hey, we've built this, you call it utopia, we've built this thing, and it's wonderful, you should come. And they go, no.
Utopia is a bad thing. It's a goal to work towards. You're never going to get there.
It's an excellent goal. The only problem that I see is human nature. I mean, for instance, how long do you think your show would last in Iran or, Afghanistan, North Korea, or China?
You'd be on pirate radio until they found the source, and then we would all be in the gulags.
Yep.
Yeah, because there are always going to be those individuals who want to live the high life without working.
But hopefully, after we get put in the gulags, right, someone else will pick up the mantle and continue.
But you see what I'm saying, right? I mean, there are always those, and there always have been.
Right, but we shouldn't give those people an institution in which to rule over other people and force other people to their preference. We should not do that at all, and that's what I'm saying, is there should be no institution in which these people... I can handle one Mao. I can handle one Hitler if I can deal with this individual on a person-to-person basis. I know they're a psychopath, and I can deal with them individually to my liking. It's when they have a whole frickin' institution in which to take over and force their preference on everybody else
or
that we
believers.
Start seeing people
and so
die.
How,
and the true
how
believers.
How do you prevent that? How do you prevent that, though?
Well, everybody just has to agree that an organization based only on violence and coercion is wrong. And thank you for the call tonight, Charles. We appreciate it.
It's the dear leader and then the true believers.
I can't say it any differently. The organization itself is antique. It's barbaric. It is beyond barbaric. And it is brutal, more so than any other organization on planet Earth of all time.
And it's so interesting because people, I know so many people that agree on all that. They're like, yep, the government's bad. Like, they're doing all these evil things. They're murdering people. You know, taxation is theft, whatever. But then they'll turn around and say, well, we need them. Well, you know, what about the roads, sir? You know what, you know, people...
Cops,
so it,
courts, and roads.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, too.
That's what we need the government for.
A lot of the people will be like, no, we need cops. What's going to happen without cops? Well, that leaves room in the free market for a private business to come in and to perform security. And then if they do a bad job, and if they start, you know, shooting puppies and physically assaulting people... then we can fire them.
Right.
So that was an interesting thing that came up when some of the politicians were pushing the defund the police thing.
Yeah.
And the police supporters, right, would point to the fact that, look at these politicians. They want to defund the police for you, but look, they have their own private security.
Right.
Ha!
Yeah.
And I was like, great.
Yeah.
That's the model. Right,
that's
you get
the solution.
You get rid of you defund the police, you get rid of the public, you know, publicly paid for brutality of the police force, and you move to private security for whomever, you know, wants.
It is so easy for me to say, and it's difficult for most people to comprehend, and I'm speaking to you, Charles, along with anybody else who's listening, but everything government does is either a service or a product. Right, and that includes like bombing people and murder, you know, because
that's a service. Technically,
you're getting serviced, right? So, you know, if you want to kill people, right, what organization do you go to for that? Now, everything is a product or service, and that means if it has value, people are willing to pay for that product or service. No government is necessary. Now, if those products or services go away, then that means they had no value in the first place.
Or not enough value to sustain an entire
product. Correct. 603-283-6160. We will get around to talking about Seinfeld and its reveal of authoritarianism here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden has been working this weekend, according to the White House, and will be holding some meetings at the White House with top congressional leaders in the next few days as he's trying to get his infrastructure bill and the larger social spending plan passed by lawmakers. The president saying, quote, everybody's frustrated, but says that's part of being in the federal government. Mention Huntington Beach, California to pretty much anyone on the planet, and they'll think beaches and beautiful clean waters, but now a cleanup operation's underway in those waters. As the Huntington Beach mayor says, the oil spill that's developed has come from
an offshore oil production operation.
The spill of about 3,000 barrels worth of oil, first reported early Saturday, sequel to the 2018 comic book saga Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is the new top movie in the U.S. and Canada. And this is USA Radio News. Democratic U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey saying a database of violent interactions between police and suspects and citizens is needed for the entire nation. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, he said the database would be essential to get a better look into what's actually happening when it comes to police brutality. Booker insisting it's not a political issue, but a moral one, especially because there are families who do suffer the loss of loved ones killed by police. Police in Florida believe they have found the body of a missing college student. The sheriff in Orange County, John Miner, says what they believe were the remains of 19-year-old Mia Marcano, who'd been missing for over a week, were found earlier Sunday. A maintenance worker at the woman's apartment complex has been the prime suspect in the case until he apparently took his own life a few days ago before investigators could find him and interview him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us in the conversations tonight, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
This is your last chance. Last chance to call.
That's not true. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m.
For tonight.
Yeah, so...
Call now.
And if you're listening to us when it's not between 7 and 10 Eastern time, you can still call. Just call between 7 and 10 Eastern. Sometimes some of these radio stations will play, you know, either 1 hour or 2 hours of the show, or they'll play the whole show, but not during the time we're actually broadcasting live. They'll do a rebroadcast or a rerun.
Or also get in on the Matrix chat, because the on-air room seems to be live no matter what time of day.
It's true. it's like the Energizer Bunny keeps going and going and going. If you've got insomnia, just jump in there and just, you don't even have to post, just read for a while.
Scroll. Yeah. Doom scroll.
Anyway, in the studio, it's myself, the Lord, Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So finally, we get to talk about, what does Seinfeld have to do with revealing
Nothing. It's a show about nothing. Nothing important ever happens on Seinfeld.
That's what they say.
That's the best part.
This is from FEE.org, or the Foundation for Economic Education. If you asked me what my favorite Seinfeld episode is, I'd have a hard time answering. There's just too many winners. Many would say the best ever.
They all run together.
Many would say the best ever is The Contest, the Emmy Award-winning episode where Jerry and company compete to see who is the master of their domain. And who can forget The Soup Nazi, or The Merv Griffin Show, or Kenny Rogers Chicken?
Or when Kramer turns his house into, or his apartment with levels. Levels, Jerry.
I'm not as big of a fan of this show as some people are. So if it was on, I watched it, but I didn't go out of my way. I wasn't like, oh, Seinfeld, I got to go. Seinfeld's going to be on. I wasn't that kind of guy.
I've got the entire series on DVD.
So you would be a foremost expert.
Not an expert, but I have seen them all.
I didn't say an expert. Okay. I said an expert.
Okay. Yeah, an expert then. Not a foremost anything. As far as expertise,
well,
you're the
free most expert, okay. Unless you're a bigger fan of Seinfeld than he is.
No? You've got me beat.
Okay. I just enjoy the show. It's hilarious.
Hey, don't be beating on our co-hosts, okay? She said...
Okay.
Yeah. Was over your head?
No, I was going to, the opposite of on when you said beating on, and I held back on that one.
Thank you for holding back. The article continues, personally, I've always been a fan of The Race, the one where Elaine is dating a communist who feeds Kramer a bunch of socialist propaganda that ends up getting Kramer and his sidekick Mickey fired from their Santa Elf gig at Coleman's department store. All of these are worthy of discussion for belonging in the Seinfeld pantheon. I bust a gut laughing at each one, but one of the most instructive scenes, one fitting for our times, comes from an episode called The Sponge, where Kramer decides to participate in an AIDS walk to support charity.
Noble cause.
Like a good Samaritan, Kramer shows up to walk to support the cause, AIDS awareness. Things take a turn, however, when he declines to wear an AIDS ribbon.
Why would he do that?
Here's how it goes. Volunteer, you're checked in. Here's your AIDS ribbon. Kramer, no thanks. Volunteer, you don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon? Kramer, no. Volunteer, but you have to wear an AIDS ribbon. Kramer, I have to? Volunteer, yes. Kramer, yeah, see, that's why I don't want to. Volunteer, but
he's
everyone.
A contrarian. That's all he is.
Like you, Richard?
Maybe. I like Kramer.
The volunteer says, but everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon. Kramer says, you know what you are? You're a ribbon bully. And he walks away. The volunteer, hey, you, come back here. Come back here and put this on. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Sounds a little familiar.
Chased around a store when put a mask on, maybe a little bit.
The peer pressure Kramer receives is funny because it's strange but also relatable. You don't have to be a hard-nosed libertarian immersed in Rothbard and Mises to see there is human tendencies to fanatically push conformity, even in matters of symbolism, and perhaps especially so.
You don't say.
Right. The story doesn't end there.
Okay, carry on.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the swoosh of the United States of Nike. And to the sports shoe for which it stands. Doing parody.
One nation made in China.
One shoe under God. With the soul kind of worn out. With unbreakable shoestrings for all.
I wish.
All right, I finished that one. The story doesn't end there, however, talking about Seinfeld again. The writers explore just how intense the impulse to make others conform can be as Kramer begins his charity walk in a scene that is simultaneously dark and hilarious. The walker number one, says, hey, where's your ribbon? Kramer says, I don't wear one. Walker number two, you don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS? Kramer, yeah, I'm against AIDS. I'm walking, aren't I? I just don't want to wear the ribbon. Walker number three, who do you think you are? Walker number four, put the ribbon on. Walker two, hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon. Bob, who? Who won't wear the ribbon? I mean, it sounds like the mob's about to gang up on Kramer to me.
They do. They chase him.
The scene is a great example of mob mentality. Kramer, who is walking in support of AIDS awareness, is browbeaten by his peers despite his actual support of the cause. The ribbon bullies don't care that Kramer is walking in support of the same cause they are. All they can see is he's not wearing the ribbon.
Yep.
The scene ends up with the ribbon-wearing walkers beating Kramer up in an alley, as Richie Rich pointed out.
That's what it feels like being a nurse after working in COVID units for the past almost 2 years and now getting fired for being unvaccinated.
Yep.
Yeah.
And getting replaced by military personnel
that are unvaccinated.
Places.
They're not even vaccinated.
Really?
Don't even get me started.
The National Guard aren't... The replacements are not vaccinated?
So I think their deadline to get vaccinated is like next June.
Okay.
So they might be, but they don't have to be.
They're not necessarily vaccinated at this point.
And it's unclear whether they're medically trained. But also the medical training that you would get in the National Guard, I'm sure, is a lot different than nursing.
Yeah, military medical training
This isn't a war zone. These are just like old people who are coming back from surgery.
Well, and I've said it before, and it bears repeating, of course, that in any other situation prior to all of this craziness that governments are doing the glow over surrounding COVID, in any other situation labeled as a pandemic, okay, military might end up helping civilian hospitals with overages or triage, or something might have happened where, like, maybe the staff at the hospital has come down with whatever the illness is and that kind of thing. So in any other situation, sure.
In support of the already existing infrastructure.
Right, in support of that might occur. It certainly would not be because you just fired a bunch of people first.
Yeah, makes no sense.
Right.
And not to mention, the staffing shortages we're already facing in healthcare is ridiculous. I know there's one day on the next schedule for next month that came out that I looked, and on my unit for my shift, they only have 2 nurses scheduled, and it takes at least 8 nurses to staff the floor. So where are these other 6 nurses going to come from?
Nope, just bear the extra burden of responsibility that night.
No, they're forcing people to stay in whole other extra shift because they can't legally make you take care of more people. But it's just ridiculous. You know, we already don't have enough help, and they're going to fire more people? It makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Fire the people who are not compliant, right, and then bring in the military, who by their very nature are forced into compliance.
Yeah.
So they replace the, the ne'er-do-wells, the dissidents, with true believers.
Again, if this were, anything else defined as a pandemic, they're not going to staff military personnel for this reason, because you're firing people. You don't fire healthcare workers, trained healthcare workers, specialty workers in a pandemic. You just don't do it. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a
wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment here at Free Talk Live on the Sunday night edition. If you've missed any part of the show, well, we're here 7 days a week. If you want to call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, you can do so between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And we're going to continue talking a little bit about this Seinfeld episode.
We have no choice.
Where they... No, we have choice.
Oh, okay.
Those have choice.
Okay. What are the choices, then?
The choice is for me to first say thank you to tonight's amplifier, Lord Porcupine. I just love saying it like that. I don't know why. Just Lord Porcupine. I'm like Foghorn Leghorn or something. Now, I say Lord Porcupine is our amplifier for this evening. Lord Porcupine is a platinum level amplifier, which means he gives $25 a month to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com.
He should if he's a lord. Oh, that land.
I'm also title. Lord, I know. So, you know, yeah.
Whole square foot.
Hey, you know, better than no foot.
True.
At any rate, you're probably asking yourself, what is an amplifier? Well, it's two things. One, it's something a guitar player plugs into, but it's also Advertise, Market, and Promote, AMP. That's what it stands for when referring to Free Talk Live. And this money specifically goes to help get this particular radio talk program onto more radio stations. We're on around 180. We could be on 200. We could be down 250, maybe 300. It's not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you want to help spread the message of peace, liberty, freedom, self-determination, if you like the hosts and co-hosts that we have here rotating, if you've gotten value out of this program, please consider becoming an amplifier and help us spread the message over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Lord Porcupine. You are appreciated. All right, so.
Seinfeld.
So in this episode of Seinfeld, Kramer was running for the cause of AIDS awareness. And instead of everybody just sort of welcoming him to the race and being like, oh, glad you're here, whatever, they noticed he wasn't wearing the ribbon.
How can they know he's really for AIDS awareness if he doesn't display it outwardly on his body?
Because he would be running with them in the running event.
No, that's not good enough.
That's not good enough. You can run all you want. He could be a subversive.
He could be.
Running, but not, you know.
But it should be enough. Should be enough that, you know, dudes, you know, running alongside of you, that should be the show of, you know, his commitment to this particular cause. That he's there, he's participating in the event just like everybody else is, with the exception of not wearing the badge. And then when he's told that he has to, he replies with something that I think needs to be used by more people in today's society. That's exactly why I don't want to wear it.
No, when I make a charitable donation to an organization, I make sure I get a receipt and I staple that to my shirt.
And run around and be like, look at me.
Look at me. I've done the thing.
I guess I shouldn't do that with the... Well, whatever. So the article here from FEE continues.
Dan Goldbeck, salesman.
How does this, you know, relate to today's society, specifically the pandemic and the stone throwers?
Is it not clear?
Watching Kramer get beaten up in an alley for not wearing a ribbon is funny because it's Seinfeld, but the writers of the show are also revealing a very dark side of human nature that is very real. The great American individualist Ralph Waldo Emerson once observed how humanity treats those who don't conform to the collective. For nonconformity, the world whips you with its displeasure, Emerson wrote. Emerson may have been echoing Voltaire, who saw... Our wretched species is so made that those who walk on the well-trodden path always throw stones at those who are showing a new road.
Yep.
This is true even in the best of times, but in the worst of times, the behavior gets even uglier.
So they say pioneers get shot in the back?
Right.
Yep.
Perhaps then it's no surprise that the pandemic has unleashed a level of anger and hostility against those who choose to follow his or her own conscience instead of the decrees of the collective. The healthy person who declines to wear a mask in a grocery store is treated much like Cosmo Kramer. You don't want to wear a mask, but you have to wear a mask. Who do you think you are? Put the mask on. Interestingly, not wearing a mask is not an actual sin. We saw celebrities and politicians galore flout this supposedly necessary medical precaution with nary a peep.
Barack Obama's birthday party? Remember that?
Or Pelosi, the Met Gala? Yeah. What about Fauci himself sitting at like a baseball game with his mask down?
When they get caught on camera prior to the actual like public unveiling, they're all unmasked. Then as soon as they think the camera's on,
okay,
like, put the mask on.
Yeah. And we routinely see our supposed leaders remove them when they believe the cameras have stopped. Saying masks are not necessary or suggesting healthy individuals should decide for themselves whether to wear one is the true heresy here.
Even unhealthy individuals should decide whether to choose to wear one.
Right.
It's still your choice.
And this, of course, invites shame and ridicule. Or gaslighting, for example.
Yep.
Shame is a big motivator for a lot of people, man. You don't want to be shamed by your peers. That's, you know.
I don't want to be shamed by my beers, but my peers, whatever, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Choosing to not get vaccinated carries an even greater risk of social stigma and shame. Kramer received a beating for not wearing the AIDS button, but many have suggested the unvaccinated deserve much worse. I don't know if you guys have seen this on your social medias or even in your life where you're like, I hope you get COVID and die.
Yeah, if it only saves one life. but you should die.
Like, that's totally the antithesis of if what you're getting at is supposedly for people's health and well-being and to keep their own, then you really shouldn't wish that they die.
Yeah, you would think.
It's done, I forget the term for it, it's similar to like cognitive dissonance, but it's basically validation that they made the right choice.
Yeah, they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be like, oh, I made the wrong choice? Oh, my God.
And the only way to do that is to get, the only way to do that is to get people to like make the similar choice as you, which is, you know, partially how some unscrupulous organizations work, right? They get you involved at a high dollar value and then tell you to recruit your friends, right? Because if you can recruit your friends and they join, then you've justified your purchase much in the same way. If they poo-poo on you and they go like, no, this is dumb, you should not have done that, well, then you feel even worse about your choice because you don't have that validation.
Extremism can take many forms, but it's important to understand that Seinfeld's ribbon enforcers and the COVID bullies share a common trait. Both groups are absolutely convinced that what they're doing is good.
True believers. Said it earlier. I'll repeat it.
The problem is, good intentions mean very little. The 20th century was the bloodiest century in human history, largely because many humans sought to create a better world by instituting an economic system they believed would solve human problems. Socialism. The allure to enforce that, which is seen as good, is a powerful one, but an evil one. And it's why the French philosopher Bertrand de Jouvenel said, "Tyranny lurks in the womb of every utopia." The great economist, philosopher, and FEE founder Leonard Reed understood this, which is why he believed a hard look at ends and means was necessary to determine whether any action was right or wrong. Ends, goals, aims are but the hope for things to come, Reed observed. Many of the most monstrous deeds in human history have been perpetuated in the name of doing good in pursuit of some noble goal. They illustrate the fallacy that the end justifies the means. Examine carefully the means employed, judging them in terms of right and wrong, and the end will take care of itself.
So some apply that a little bit to the freedom movement, right? Mm-hmm. We're, you know, can fall into that same trap.
Sure.
But much like the freedom movement, you know, like I said earlier, moving towards utopia, not a bad thing. It's a goal, right? I don't have a problem with socialists moving toward a socialist utopia amongst themselves.
Well,
just
right.
Don't involve me.
That's always the thing about, you know, whatever the freedom movement people, their philosophies actually allow for something like voluntary.
Sure.
Socialism.
Libertarian socialism. Go for it. To exist
within, you know, the society. But socialism does not allow for libertarians to exist in their society.
Right.
So they're within. I mean, that alone, in and of itself, should be the end of the examination of the means and the ends. That should be the end of it. Which one allows the other one to exist within it?
But one cannot.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Capitalism or free markets, right, that overarching umbrella that allows everything underneath it to do on their own voluntarily.
Yeah. If a whole bunch of people want to get together and buy a big-ass plot of land and get together and have a commune and be socialist amongst themselves, no problem.
No problem.
No problem. I'm not going to come along. I'm not going to force you to not do it.
I'm also not going to join.
Right. We're out of time for tonight. If you missed any of the episodes, check out archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Peace.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.